let me get right to the core issue, which I raised at the end of the shiur yesterday, and I said I have an uphill battle to try to defend a certain practice, which is a very common shaila. Let's get a little bit review. We learned the sugya of begadim miguhatim. One is prohibited to wear freshly pressed clothes, and this is an issur which extends beyond the shiva yirayavelos, it extends into shloshim. We have another rule that all these seems to be, Rambam doesn't mention it, but in Yerushalmi it says this way, that all the restrictions which apply to shloshim yom for other relatives are extended for other v'imo until 12 months, or until acha yigaru bo chaveru, until his friends literally scold him and say, well, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over here? It doesn't look nice. Now, we are most familiar with this halakha for the dinim of tesorah, of shaving. It says, we all know that for restrictions against shaving is for 1 month, but for a parent, it goes beyond the month, acha yigaru bo chaveru. So we pointed out that today, that people are generally speaking clean-shaven, the acha yigaru bo chaveru comes quite early on. It probably comes after 2 days. Look around you, it certainly comes after close to 2 weeks. And nonetheless, of course, within the month of Avelus, too bad. The Easter of 1 month is an absolute Easter. It's irrelevant, yigaru bo chaveru. But if someone never loses a brother or something like that, so the yigaru bo chaveru is completely irrelevant. What happens if he loses a parent, Rechmon al-Tlan? So then we say that in theory, you have to grow the beard for a whole year. But since you're clean shaven and by the time the month is up, that very day, that's the 30th day of Avelus, when the month is up, the rabbi people tell you, ooh, you look hideous. And as a result, you're permitted to shave that very same day, that as soon as the shloshim is over, so the yigaru bo chaveru, which had already preceded it, has its impact, and it's permitted to shave right away. Okay, that's clear. This is background information. Yes. We'll get to the details. We'll get to when we learn these inyanim. But now we're only mentioning it sort of as background information. We got this one line we have to try to take care of here, which is very, very relevant. Fine. Okay, that's how look. We pointed out already that as far as Giyot is concerned, there are many grounds to be made. Number one, many say that Giyot Shalano Kekibu Shalahem doesn't apply to beyond 1 week. Number two, the Rambam omitted the din of Yud Beis Kodesh Hashigur B'Chaveh with respect to Yihut. And for this reason, I think, to my knowledge, the minig generally to be makil as far as pressed garment, even those who are machmir, kadasa, kadin, without any kulis, any chokhmir, that they're machmir until 30 days. But after that, there are many people who are makil who are not worried about Hashigur B'Chaveh. In addition, there can be cases which are called yigaru bo chaveru. There are individuals who have to wear a starched shirt. You know, it depends what your profession is. Some professions, which many people from my yeshiva enter into, you have to wear a starched shirt. You know, where you know, then you know, you're not de rigueur. You're not doing what's normally done. You walk into work, it'll be yigaru bo, the boss will be yigaru bo chaveru. Yigaru bo boss, you're fired. So that's the worst process. We have maybe to Dover Oven. So that's a situation which again goes to back to what we spoke about earlier. We'll come perhaps back a little bit later after we finish this main this inyan I want to start with. So Rabosai, here's the following shaila. What happens in a situation in which a person loses a parent and the shloshim is canceled by yontif? We know we'll get to the halachas later. And whenever a yontif comes, it cancels shiva in the middle of a shiva, or shlosh in the middle of a shlosh. I think you're familiar with this halacha. It's a famous thing. But what happens if a person passes away Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Okay? So comes now Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach knocks off the shlosh. Right? Knocks off the shlosh. So had the brother died, the brother of the nifter on Rosh Chodesh, who knows the nifter on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, comes Erev Pesach, we know what he can do. He runs quite quickly to the barber, he goes to the tufel and shaver, and he shaves off his 2 week growth, which looks hideous. And as for the din of shloshim being knocked out by the yontif, prospectively, and yigaru bo chaveru has already been achieved a week ago or more. Okay, that's fine. What about if he lost a parent? What's the law? So I told you, logically, if you approach it from pure logic, the din should be exactly the same. Because break it down into its component parts. We have a din like this. The yontif knocks off shloshim. Okay? So we'll consider this as if we're after shloshim. Right? And after shloshim, yigru v'ochavero, that kula works of avinimo, that's where the kula was said. That's what the kula was said. So I said before, I spoke a little bit wrong. I misspoke. When it comes to a brother who was lost, you don't need yigru v'ochavero. When it comes to a brother who always said, yontif knocks off the shloshim, and then you can take shave your beard. When it comes to other v'imo, l'chor, you need both. You need, what do you need? You need the shloshim knocking, being knocked off by the yontif, and the yigur b'chavera. But you have both. But you have both, should be mutter, right? That's what should emerge. All right, that's what should emerge. The question is that really the case, or is it not the case? That's the problem. So Rav Poskim say it's not the case. I said before, so Mishnah Berurah is matter. Interesting situation over here. In Mishnah Berurah and Simon, Tov Kuf Mem Ches, this cotton Lamed Dalet, is matter at the Feirish. If you look at the source, it's an Eliyahu Rabbah. And Eliyahu Rabbah does not say that it's Mutter Toch Shloshim, as the Mishnah Berurah cites it, but rather it's Mutter Beyond Shloshim. Quite a typo. Instead of we have the Toch Shloshim, Toch Shloshim, and the original source that we have in Eliyahu Rabbah after we have in Beis Medrash, says Beyond Shloshim. That's sort of the difference. Solomon points out, don't blame the Mishnah Berurah. Don't blame him. What did he do? He copied from a different sefer, made a mistake. Who did he copy from? A sefer called the Pitzchei Olam. The Yavol Pitzchei Olam. I don't know what Pitzchei Olam is, but apparently he, either by mistake or by some very broad, innovative stroke, assumed there's no difference between Yom Shloshim and Tov Shloshim. So the Mishnah Berurah, as the Mefarshim say, what can we do? Well, you taught her a lot to pass like with Mishnah Berurah, if the very source that he quotes, secondarily, the original source of the early rabbi says exactly the reverse. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's awesome. The Shior Eknes Agdola says it's awesome. Question, of course, becomes, why is it awesome? Why should it be awesome? We don't say, why should it be awesome? Well, it says like, they say like this. Since there is an Iser before we reach the level of Gara, of Yigur Mochavero, the Chazal Metakein, the regel does not knock off the shloshim for Avivima. So therefore, even after Yontif is over, it's considered like within Tov Shloshim. Strange kind of words are these. We know that the regel knocks off shloshim. So women in this case, before Gara, does not knock off shloshim. So they're begging the question, why should it be so? You don't really understand why it's so. So let's take a look on the Tosfos Chof Beis and Beis for a moment. Chof Beis, I'm not going to open. Chof Beis, I'm a Beis. So again, I want to reiterate, we're going to come back to the Pratim later, when we get to the sugya of Tisforet, what the exact meanings are. But we'll just see a little bit. He had the Gemara, this is the famous Gemara. I'll call Mason Kula Mestab Lachalam Adyom, I'll Avivim HaChiga B'Chaverim. The Tosfos says, Nira the regal Eina Mevatel Dover Zeh. Okay? Regal does not cancel this. What that means is only that if you haven't reached Yigur B'Chaverev yet, you can't shave. That's easy. But that's a person has a beard. So for him, the beard gets a little longer, so what? He'll say, oh, Yontif comes, he wants to take a trim his beard to cover Yontif. Can't. Why not? Because we haven't yet reached the level of Yigur B'Chaverev. That's what Tosfos means. That's clear. That's partial. But they feel it's possible this way as well. Okay, so then he quotes a little further from the Yerushalmi, where it says, if someone counts 30 days before Yontif, he says, Kol Dova Shu Tolei B'Zayin V'Lamid HaRegel Masjid, Ram Hocho Ad Shi Yishlach Yishalach Pera V'Yigiru B'Chaveru, V'Yomelo Tzei Me'imonu. Get out of here, it was terrible. So that happens, so the fact that Yontif came is irrelevant. Okay, we understand this didn't very well. What do you mean? Ad she yishalach pera v'yigur bo chavera. What do you mean? You need the pashtus, both. Good. In the Yerushalmi it says, yesh hosha gosavan Oh, you got a book of Eru, Yerushalmi. And there's a tell Sofrim. It must be Kamash Kasati, Ati Yishalach Perah, the Yigurubo Chaveru. It's interesting, the Rambam has the Gersa which Tosfos rejects, and the Ketzef Mishnah explains, Yishalach Shiluach Perah is what he calls Gidul Seir Yomim Harbe Ma'od. You don't even need Gar. You don't even need Gar. And we'll get to it as a smack. An interesting smack says that after 30 days, you need either Shiluach Perah, which is another 30 days, or Yigurubo Chaveru, a new Allah. I'm just talking to you very briefly now. We learned some in Shin Sadi with the Sugya of Sisporus. We'll get to it. My biggest problem is the original questions which we raised. What's the din? The person lost the parent and Erev Yontif is in the middle of Shlosh. What's the halacha? So the Nod of Yehuda in Shuvas Arachayim Siman Yudal and Kama says, well, the minig was to be machmer in the child is based upon a rif. The rif requires gidul pera and gara. What does that mean? What does that mean, gidul pera and gara? That means 30 days, right? You need 30 days, period. If you don't have 30 days, literal days, calendar days, 30 days on the calendar, then it's not called, it's a chasaron in the din of gara. It's a love that's another beauty. There can be no gara less than 30 days. That's what the Rif seems to say. Mimela, if regal not called the shloshim, the chasaron is not somehow in the combination of factors, why don't they work? No, we have to kasha, why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it be mutter? You have gara, and you have regal not called shloshim, so what's the difference other than emo? No, this is not considered to be in the category of gara. What does that mean? What does that mean? So for other relatives, you don't need gara, no problem. If you need gara, you don't have it less than 30 days. Strange. That's called the rift, says another Behuda. According to the Rambam, it's enough either of them, and therefore you can, in fact, shave if you lose a father or mother on Erev Yontif. Take a look at the Gilyan Maharsha. The Gilyan Maharsha, please. But on the original Amar comes, am I correct? Is it a Gilyan Maharsha on the original one? Before the Ashmata. No? Take a look. Here we go. I'm not sure if it was on. It should have been on. It was? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I don't miss everything. So the Noagim, this is the Gilyan Maharsha as follows. The Megia Kodem Aregel, the Mizgara came. Konoret, he quotes another beauty I just talked to with that. But if the Gara came before the Regel, and the Hayat of Shloshim, he may be Megia Aregel, the Bottle of Shloshim, Rashar the Galeach Verev Aregel. It's not in the quotation of the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda says, the Gara first comes, Kalamoyed, we're Machmir. The Gara comes in Erev Yontif, then we'll make him. Oh, Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem, so I have an ally. The Noda Behuda. Unfortunately, some folks can say that this goes the way of the Mishnah Brewer. Had a great ally of Mishnah Brewer in Machmir. They said the typing mistake, right? Or some kind of an error in the transcribing the original source, El Yerava. Nachrodim said this is also not correct. If you look carefully, Noda Behuda, it doesn't quite say it. Doesn't quite say it. Of course, the question is, why not? Why shouldn't we say it? I mean, it makes so much sense. The reason not to say it about the comes from our sugya of kibbutz. That's what we're doing here. We sort of jump. Because the whole mocker is from kibbutz. And if you have the Shulchan Aruch opens on the same page, it's on the Amud Beis. It says in Sif, hey. Let's take Tifei. Tifei, it says, there's a whole month Isser of Beged Meguhot. Look what it says. This is, these, when I told my formidable odds, I feel like I'm climbing up some cliff. This is a cliff I'm climbing up. This is the Lashon of the Ramban. It comes from the Ramban. It's not that the Mechaber made it up. Look what it says. Achiagia regel achar shloshim v'yigru v'o chaver. What's wrong with this sentence? What's wrong with this picture here? According to me, what's wrong with this? Exactly. The foolish and the chaver against me. I'm trying to be matzi with my pseudo Mishnah Berurah and my pseudo Noda Behuda. And what can I do? It's coming back to haunt me. Not in Shintadi. No, not in Shintadi. Shintadi, you can't disprove it. There's no disproof of what I said in Shintadi. But the Chorah, at first glance, is the same thing. Giyut, that's a sport. And here in it comes to the Giyut, Mefurish, Achiagia Regal Achashloshim, Vigu Bokhaver. According to what we said earlier, who needs the word Achashloshim? Even the Tol Shloshim. Just do the math, right? You have the Regal knocks off the Shloshim. You have Gara. So the whole idea of Regal Achashloshim should be incorrect, according to Alumbus, which it seems to be the straight way of thinking. If I ran into this mountain here, what am I going to do about it? Luke, Ezzy, you want to say something? This to me is a very powerful kasha. A very, very powerful kasha. I don't know how, this is a tremendous kasha. So I'm going to tell you a tariff now, which I think is a chiddush neira. Don't know if it's true. And when we learn the sugya of regal mevatel, maybe we'll have an idea. We may be able to disprove it. I don't know if we'll be able to prove it. But I can maybe only disprove it then. But I'm not holding by that sugya yet. But let me tell you what I want to suggest. The Yerushalmi. I think the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rosh, no? Where does the Rosh talk about? Was it Nun Gimel, am I correct? Is that correct? Nun Gimel is all about Kibbutz and Giyutz? Take a look. I think that's where it is. Must have been. I think it's in Nun Gimel. Yeah. Where is it then that you have to require Gara with respect to Giyut? Not in Nun Gimel. Where is it? My eyes can't see so well. It's all of a big sin. Oh, here it is. Ubi Rishalmi, Halacha Ches. That's eight lines from the bottom of the first column. Beforesh, Al Ovi Ve'imo, Also Lilbosh, Kehilim Meguhasim Ad Yud Beis Kodesh Uva Ovo Rabasi Perek Tes Ad Shiyagi HaRegel The Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. Now there's a very big question over here. Who needs Yagi HaRegel? So the Rosh is crashing the next to the last line. Uma Shiyizki Regel Gabi Giyut Shinde Beregel Derech Lilbos Kehilim Meguhasim Only on Regel. The code of a regal ain't no nika sheminiach v'shem avel. Avos it's boris, nika shehich bitzar. Oh, so the Rosh says, that's just a technicality. The Ramban says the same thing. In other words, all you really need is yigaru bo chaveiro. You don't need regal. The only reason why the Avos Rabbosi, Masechta Smachas, mentions regal, because that's exactly when you're going to have the phenomenon of Yigur Bokhavero. If it's before the regal, this phenomenon will not exist. Is it clear to you also what's happening in this Rosh? Very important. You got it straight? In other words, we say in principle, there's no distinction between Tisporet and Megua. Same thing. What does that mean? That you have over the emo, so you need two things to happen. Shloshim should be over, and Yigur Bokhavero. The only reason why with respect to Meguat, the word regal is found, it's not because of any special chumrah that Giyot is over Tisporah. So the contrary, Rambam only mentioned the sin of Yud Beis Kodesh only by Tisporah, not by Giyot, because it's not found in the Bavli. Oh, but the reason is as follows. In Metzias, as a matter of fact, you will not see any Yigur Bochaveiro when it comes to Giyot, until the rego comes. So l'chor is just a purely matter of fact, has no impact on the halacha whatsoever. L'chor. So I want to say the following chiddush gadol. Namely, when is rego mevatel? When is rego mevatel? When is rego mevatel available? We already made reference to it. But regal's mevatel avail is only at the beginning. Right? When the regal begins, at that split second, it has the ability to knock off a status of avail procedure, namely the shiva or the shlosh. Now, interestingly, once the regal knocks it off at that moment, or it's going to knock it off at that very first, the first split second that Yantav comes in, we don't have to wait so long. A person permitted to shave on Erev Yantav. Ah, it hasn't happened yet. Oh. So we say, look, one Shabbat Kali can't save on Yantav, right? So we know Yantav is going to come and knock off the Shloshim. So the Chazal said, you can shave an Erev Yantav in anticipation. We know Yantav is going to knock off the Shiva, so you can take a bath in Erev Yantav in anticipation. But the critical moment is the initial moment known as Knesset Yantav. That very moment. So I want to make the following suggestion. When it comes to Tisporet, which is has a pre-existing condition of Gara. There exists Gara all the time. There could be Gara in the middle of the summer. Right? So the person has a beard, a beard for 2 weeks. So there's this Gara anytime. Mimela, Rabotai. Our logic holds. What's our logic? Logically, it should emerge. Everyone's simply trying to find some kind of logic why this thing is, that I'm suggesting, is wrong. Because logically, as you said, Shloshim is knocked off by the regal. Gara exists, so should be mutter to shave. So it is mutter to shave. I'm suggesting I'm still correct. Of course, as the Suda Mishnah Brewer and the Suda Nar Yehudi and the Suda. The way it's printed in Gilead Marashah and printed in Mishnah Brewer, despite that they're, people they call may say different. I'm going to assume I'm right. Oh, so what about the Mufurish and Mechaber, Shin Pei Tet, Shin Pei, with respect to Giyut, Ashi Agiyah HaRegel Achar Shloshim V'Yigiru Bochaver. I want to say exactly the same thing. That's Achi Agiya HaRegel Lifnei Shloshim V'Yigiru Bochaver. Oh, here's my suggested answer. But we already saw in the Rosh that before Regel there is no Yigiru Bochaver. From Tzius, there is no Yigiru Bochaver. It doesn't exist. Because as the Rosh said, there's no Gara with respect to Begodim, not Neguhatim, until Yontif comes in. Oh. So therefore, it's like this. If you're talking about after Shloshim, the Shloshim is over. All you require for the regel is that the regel should create a status of Gara. So for this, we say, as it says, so you can already put on the freshly pressed garment, the Erev Yontif, in anticipation of the Yontif, as we normally say with respect to the Yontif being Mevatel. However, if you're within the Shloshim, and it's also, there's no Gara yet, because Gara doesn't come until Yontif. So that's why, in that kind of a case, we can suggest it won't work. You can't say that the Yontif is going to come and knock off everything. Let me explain one more time what I'm driving at. What do you want to happen over here? Right now, in Erev Yontif, we're speaking now in Erev Yontif, right, the Shloshim so far is still going. Will not be canceled until Yontif comes in. And there's no Gara yet either. Because not yet Yontif. No Gara could be after two months in the middle of the summer. There's still no Gara with respect to begging the Gua. So you want to happen over here is that we should take everything and move it back. We should say, since Yontif is coming, Yontif is going to come, so what's going to achieve? It's going to achieve, Shloshim. It's knocking over the Shloshim. It's also going to create a situation of Gara. You want to say, okay, since that's going to happen, so we're going to say, okay, the Yisra of Meguat disappears. But perhaps we can't go that far. We can't go as far as to say that these two, the coming of Yontif, which since the Gara is not even here yet, and the Shloshim hasn't been had realized yet, if you want the Yontif to knock it all off from one shot, that cannot happen. But if only one of them, for example, it comes to Tisporet, the Gara is there already. It already is Gara before Yontif. What you want to do is that the regal should knock off the Shloshim. So we know regal knocks off the Shloshim with respect to a brother, right? And the Gara is there already, so this is a simple math. Why not? It should be permissible to take the shame, or faker, with respect to giyut liachashlosh. So there's less of the machalim from the Ramban is, Ashi agiya haregel, achashloshim, v'yigel bo chaver. Even though the gar doesn't exist yet, the gar is only going to exist come tonight, but okay, that's a lot of work with respect to yontif. But this is going to happen later, so we already, the kukulas begin as soon as yontif enters. Right. We can go further than that. We could say, oh, yeah, it's not a kula when yontif enters. Hakeres, you could argue that this kula over here, it's not that yontif is mevatel. No. Shloshim is already mevatel, the official formal time period. Now, Yigi Rabo Chaveiro is a separate, is a metzias thing, that the people will scold him because yontif has arrived. So that's why the yontif can work in this capacity. So who knows, we're going to say even a little simpler, that this idea that something should look in anticipation of, that works for calendar matters. Matters of the calendar, look, we know, we look in the calendar, look, hey, come tonight, we know it's going to be Pesach, Shlosh is going to be knocked off by the calendar of the other Pesach. So we say we can already shave in anticipation. If it would be in the middle of Shiva, you can bathe in anticipation. That's all in the Mishnah on your test. We'll get to it later on. With respect to Gara is a Matthias. There's no official role that Yontif plays with respect to Gara. As the Russians explained, all the Yontif does is, well, as soon as Yontif comes, then everything is going to start scolding him. But that can't work in retrospect, in prospect. Maybe prospectively, well, since they're going to yell at you tonight, so already they, as if they're yelling at you now. There's no such concept. And therefore, if the Shloshim hasn't passed yet, with respect to Meguot, the it's prohibited, as the Mechaber said, Ashi Yagir Egel Acha Shloshim Vigar Bo Chaveir. Because it's before Shloshim, there's no Gar yet. That's why. But with respect to Sporos, where the Gar perceives the answer, then I want to suggest that my original Psach from the Mishnah Brura and others, Gilyan Mahashah, even though it's attacked by many Gedolei HaPoskim, might still be defensible. That's my plan. It's my Chiddush today. Yes.
How is
this reading
in Holland between shaving and changing your clothes? That one year,
we're not,
look ahead.
One year. We're not Mechalek as such between change, between shaving and changing your clothes. That's not the Ika. With respect to shaving, the guy is there already. We're distinguishing between a calendar target time, which we could have a right to look at in London. We could look at it in advance. We know tonight it's Tesvav Nissen knocking off the Shlosh. Okay? But the fact that we know tonight, when you walk in the shul with your old shirt, someone's going to yell at you, that's a Matthias de Gazak. You're not going to say, well, anticipation of that, so we'll say, as if the Gara came now. El and Maya walk in, talk to the shul, and Tesvav Nissen will yell at you. Too late, you haven't started already. So therefore, you don't have this kind of life. That's my suggestion. The Chiddush, and you think about it. Okay. Fine. Let us discuss this one more point with respect to Kibbutz V'Giyutz, and then we're going to go on our way to start the next figure of Kfiyas Hamitzah. We pointed out the question yesterday, that the distinction is between, and as well on Friday, the distinction between Medina and the Minhaga. We point out, for example, that this minig of giving someone else to wear a garment for a short period of time, a short kala, something even in a minute, would not work by a din, for sure not. We saw a shear of yom or chatzi yom atosis, to not go off the iser of maguot mikir adin. If there exists iser of chadashim, we saw a shear of 2 or 3 days. Right? This idea of going in it. On and off, the Shah Kala works only when the prohibition is Mimin Hogan. So it's critical to know what's a din and what's a nidik. I had a both also a Maisha. No. First of all, you know, we have to point out, some in Hogan really aren't so kept so much nowadays. We've spoken a little about Rechit, so they have the Shiva, and most people don't keep nowadays the Pashtas. And then things change. Maybe it's a combination of the Ispinus factor. I want to bring that up right now. So the Chor, for example, comes to Shabbos Chazon. We point out Shabbos Chazon, the Marshal says that although there's certain Ramos, we shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos, but now the minhag was to start wearing Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, because after all, Shabbos Chazon is only a minhag. It's before the Shavuot Shekalba, by definition. So therefore, we're maker. As opposed to the Shabbos of the week of Shiva, then the Marshal was not so maker. although this quote is being made, somebody quotes it as being made, but not quite so. He makes a distinction between one and the other. Now, the question is like this. The Svara b'farhesya, so we have to be matir to do something because otherwise it's going to look not nice, that's a kind of a v'dievet g'svara. It's a d'chuyah, not a hutra. In other words, we're matir certain things which normally we would prohibit during the week. On Shabbos, we'll let you do it. You know why? Because if you won't do it, it's going to be avelus b'farhesya. So after Shalom and Shaila, let's tell somebody, all right, leave our Shabbos alone. That's only, this is Shabbos, I'm bawling on the Shabbos only a minute. But the Chalila Rachmanu would sign a Shabbos of Shiva, that's a din. So tell every other who was in that kind of circumstance, listen, you know what you do? Give your friend to put on the Shabbos shirt before you, and then if your friend wears it before you, then you can wear it on Shabbos. That's what we're talking about, the Shiva Shemaya Veda, it's the real din. Again, assuming that we're holding, hey, that Begad Mechubah, let's assume it's not a soft shirt. Let's assume the Begad Mechubah is also Machlokas Ramban against Rashi and the Ramban. We'll assume the Machalah Pasuk B'Chumrah. We'll assume that even our Kibbutz is Aser, again a Shaila, without Kibbutz Aser, it depends upon the Pe'ula, or depends upon the Totah. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday. We'll assume the Chumrah on that one also. Let's assume the Chumrah on all these things, so you can't wear the shirt. Give it to someone else to wear. Not to wear a junky shirt. Give someone else to wear the shirt first. You eliminate the problem. Oh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. Can't do it. Why? People think it's disgusting to put on someone else's shirt. Oh, so what does that mean? So the chor here, it's what we call chumro kulo, because it's we're saying that we're talking about a din, not just a minute. So the din, you're not allowed to put on a shirt for a second. You have to wear it man rav, yom ha-chatiyom. So once my friend wears my shirt, the yom ha-chatiyom, so I'm not going to rush to put it on. Some of the yeshivish people, they're not going to have to swear by anything. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not customary. It's a kind of an isthmus thing, which you find in Pesach Tshuvah, in Petesh's base, in Sun base, talks about the isthmus issue. So therefore, a person wants to put on a Shabbos shirt. And all the shirts are freshly washed. People don't, what's the deal? You get a shirt, put it in a hamper, and you put it in the washing machine. So now if the person goes into Shiva, there are no shirts he can wear. The shirts in the hamper reek. The other shirts just come out of the washing machine. So what's going to wear? So you say, he has to wear the one which came out of the washing machine. Elam, I give it to a friend. If I can give it to a friend for a minute and say, okay, put on my shirt for a minute, and I'll put on the shirt afterwards. Big deal. But if you're saying, it's not going to work for a minute, because it's all on Medina. So Medina, what are you going to talk about putting it for half a day? I'm not interested anymore. It's already started for this, because it's not as that, which is probably more sensitive than they were in those days. I have a problem with the Divrei Sofrim in his Amid Zavos of Kotzim Ches. He says, Ach hayulbash zman ma. Zman ma, as he himself said, only works when it's a minig, not a din. In Tzidkot and Yudi points out an important question. We mentioned this yesterday. That with respect to Isurim of Yud Beis Kodesh and of Shloshim, we're not Koshesh for Farhesia. So be Farhesia, so what? We don't care, the Shach said. We don't care. Oh, so that would be true of a case. You have, let's say, for example, you have washed shirts and you have pressed shirts. And assume, for example, that in the week of Avelis, the washed shirt is also out beged mechubas, and the pressed shirt is also out beged meguhas. Right? The question, you're allowed to wear the pressed shirt. The pressed shirt is more common than it is. So you can argue, well, maybe every Shabbos you wear the pressed shirt. So you can argue back, so what? That's a shloshim d'kisur. And shloshim d'kisur, we don't care. For example, we mentioned that yesterday. If you change your seat, another moves back a row. So on Shabbos, according to most posts, if he stays in the back, the row further back. It's obvious. A guy comes into a Shabbos with a beard, who's clean shaven. It's obvious he's in a veil. It doesn't matter. The shloshim d'kisur level can coexist. So if he wears a beged mechubas but not meguot, I think that would, that would be what he has to do. L'chorah. And the only way out is if the ace is to get someone else to wear it first. And the pashas, we don't have that ability anymore. And it's not a quote from Tzidkot and Yudalos, but the chol, we don't have that ability anymore. The pashas. He there is discussing a different issue. It's a big day Shabbos. Now somebody says, where did this come from? Big day Shabbos, you never heard of an issue. It's a minig. And the lumbus of it is, as long as minig Yisrael, that they consider big day Shabbos to be the equivalent of Vega Nagua. It was a Shabbos-tik garment. Even if it's not Meguas, is was considered by the Minhag Yisrael to be as nice as a freshly pressed weekday garment. That was a minhag that they treated these two equivalently. Oh, of course, the question becomes: the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how can they be an Isser wearing big day Shabbos on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it's a chufar hetzer. So the answer, of course, would be, as we said before, if there was no Isser for 30 days, even for a year, for a parent, and there's no din of chufar hetzer when it comes to these matters. As for the shach, it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon does not go with this mahalach. The Vilna Gaon says, look, you can't make minhagim to mevatel dinim. It's against the whole thing they cover. It would sound like this. You can't make a minig to consider Big Day Shabbos to be usher not to wear it on Shabbos. Oh, you want to make an Isser? Don't wear Big Day Shabbos on Tuesday. That's yes. Normally, I'm allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Tuesday. You want to make a minig that a veilim shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos from Sunday to Friday, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, I guess. That's not necessarily, not Megurot. Fine! Since I can live with the Gemara. But you want to make it a minig, they shouldn't wear begodim Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos? You're coming out against the Nidah Mitzvah for Shabbos. You can't do that. Right? Lutash Hashem Mechubot. Mechubot has to be referring to reference to Big Day Shabbos. So the Gemara is against it completely. That they would even matter undergarments. But I think it came of Isthmus. Gaon didn't hold from Isthmus. The Gaon was not an Isthmus, believe me. But the Gaon held, you have to change every single, you know, the same story, he changed everything. The Gaon changed every last Gaon that he wore, the covered shot. Some of the sons followed the Gaon in this regard. The father should follow the Gaon in many other respects. But he doesn't have to change, the taste changes, everything. Whatever, he changed everything. And then he held it and he ended up covered Shabbos. So he can't be, he was opposed to any minig which would go against such a thing. Against it. Nope. So now we have a question, Derech HaShulchan. Derech HaShulchan in Sifri Rav that you saw wants to be matir wearing Big Day Shabbos. Because why? Of the Farhesya. Aye, but it's something which is not for a month or a year. And we said the Shach says there's no cool of the Farhesya with respect to these kind of dinim. My only answer is, that the Aruch HaShulchan argues with the Shah. You already pointed out the Ramban argues with the Shah. My focus is Ramban Rabbein Yerukim. I looked at the Aruch HaShulchan a little bit, Shin Tzadi Gimel and Tuf. He didn't quote this Shah. He didn't quote the Shah. Usually we go quote the Shah. So he denies it. He denies it. So it seems. Oh. Fine. Okay, let's mention one final nakuda. The Ramah's lashon of 4 weeks. Right, 4 weeks. What's 4 weeks? So the pasuk doesn't mean for me the month. The only thing is Arba Shabbos, because it's only if it's an Indian of his Nogan Shabbos. So he mentioned the expression Arba Dala Shabbos. Okay, we're going to find out the source of that later on. Shin Tzadi Gimel Shabbos, Yishon Shabbos Shnia. There's a precedent for this kind of expression. Let's now turn us to a new sugya about the Tzadi Shmaya. Kfiya Tamit. Oh, a new sugya. Kfiya Samit. The Kfiya Samit, what does it mean? Let's first take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara, start with the Gemara. Test Vavam and Aleph towards the bottom. Last line. Ovel Chayav Kfiya Samit. What does that mean? To overturn his bed. The Tanya Bar Kapara, or the Kapara said, from the Bay, Zmus Yukni Nasati Vahem, Uva avonosei hem hafachtia kfu mitosei en oleo. What does that mean? I gave my zmus yukin, my ponim, you know, b'tzelem elokim, right? A person was never b'tzelem elokim. Rashi quotes b'tzelem elokim also as Adam. Uva avonosei hem. What does that want to say? How do you translate the word avonosei hem? Who's hem? Who's them? Who's he referring to? Who's he referring to? I made a wrong assumption. But I saw a distinction in Gersa between the Ramban and the Gemara, as we told you. The Ramban says, Uvavano say chem hafaktiya. But our Gersa says, Uvavano say hem. Now, Uvavano say chem is clearly addressed to the Avelim, right? Just do the Masadi Bahen, you know, to the human race, especially to the Avelim. Uvavano say chem, because of your sins, you Avelim. Hafaktiya means I made your relative die. Tefu mitoseihen. Mitoseihen? Maybe I'm almost dealing with it wrong. What's mitoseihen? The whole thing is talking maybe just in third verse. Oleo. We have the Gersa, mitosei, babonoseihem. If you have a babonoseihem, it's clear what's going on. Where Kodesh Baruch Hu was talking to the survivors. Say, you're partially at fault for that your relative died. After all, you know, you had more skhus than you would have survived. And therefore, as a matter of tshuva, I want you to overturn your bed to some kind of a form of tshuva. Tshuva. Fine. How do we know it's true? So I saw the Ritva says, what's the next line? Menuda mitzora mayim b'kfiyas hamita teik. Back to Ritva, what's going on over here? The specifics of kfiyas hamita relate directly to death. No? Rav on the same afakhtiyah. What's the menuda mitzora? Says the Ritva, no. Rav on the seichem afakhtiyah. It's your fault. You're the relative that survived. It's your fault. You sinned, so your relative died. So too, it's arguable, a menuda mitzora also sinned. That's why they were punished this way. And therefore, since there was their sinful behavior, it's appropriate that they turn over the bed to do tshuva, just as someone who's an avelus is supposed to do tshuva. So the essence of avelus is for purposes of tshuva. If my original pshat, which I think now may be incorrect, that is referring to the sins of the person who was deceased, that because of his sins, there has to be this kfiyas hamito, and kfu mito sehen, that could be third person referring to all the mitos in the house. We'll get to that later. And assuming they're the beis avela, maybe this is the beis anista, that all the beds have to be overturned. So how do you say pshat and menuda and mitzora? There's only one possibility that I could think of, which is that menuda and mitzora are both chashuv and kneis. As you know, from Rashi and Chumash and from the Gemara Moed Katan, respectively. So therefore, there's an Indian of misa even here as well. Okay, this is just sort of the background. There is a Yerushalmi, there's an additional pshat in Kfiyas Hamita. The Yerushalmi says you should overturn the sirsur. What does sirsur mean? Sirsur is an agent, an intermediary is the word sirsur, that we had in Kutin Test Ashurin. What's the intermediary? So I saw that the result, of course, in the Sefer Charedim, the period when the same Yerushalmi is in the Sefer Brochus, the sirsur is the Eitz Hara. The HR is intermediary, which leads it to its sinful behavior. So you're supposed to turn over your bed in order to start to demonstrate. When it's over, not so much the turning over, but the lowering of the bed. So we're going to knock the HR down to the earth. That's how the Haredim understands. Truth to tell, the Chassam Sofer, the different shot, and that is that the Sirtur means it's the agent for the creation of man. Creation of man through Tashmish, which takes place in a mitzvah, so that's why this mitzvah, which is a sinister, it's the agent, the creation of man, that has to be overturned now that the man was created, is now deceased. Oh. Chassam Sofer says this. Others say it as well. Chassam Sofer is based on either interpretation, we understand a mini Yisrael to cover the mirrors. Heaven knows, cover the mirrors like where that starts are different. But where you won't find the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. So the Chassam Sofer that comes from here. According to either interpretation, according to the interpretation of Sirus, which is just said now, the instrument of the Yetzer Hara, the Maros HaTovos, another Rashi in Pasha of Vayakel, that the Moshe didn't want to take the mirrors, it leads to they take a mirror, it led to arousal, to be able to have more children. So that's the Sirus, the same as the bed of the Sirus. And if it's a Dmus Yukni, says the Chassam Sofer, oh, again, a mirror, you look in the mirror, you see your face, okay, same idea, the human face should not be seen, and that's why the mirror should be covered. So I saw that they're very soft, because another minute, the cover picture is based upon a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi, I think Halacha Zion says it was a great tzaddik, it was nifter, and they covered all the tzurim in the house. Why? This man in his lifetime didn't look any tzuris. Now that he passed away, we should look at tzuris. So the Rebbe Sofer said, well, if that's the case, A, it's only by a big tzaddik, and B, it should only apply until the kvura. Because we have some kind of a svara that until the kvura is and the Shabbos will have a ring, and whatever I mean. And the result, it started a new minute to cover pictures, even if it's not a big tzaddik, and even after the Kfur. But Aniyah Saiti is a mocha to cover pictures for a different reason. The reason of the Chassam Sefer, the Mus Yufni. He's not, they had paintings. Paintings were, they had the same, something which we should be for practice to cover pictures of humans. I'm not talking about pictures of trees, but the human pictures, it may be an idea to cover them along these lines. Okay, that's the introduction to the sugya of Ksias Hamis. Any questions? Now we turn our attention to the Gemara Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, a very important Gemara. Gemara is in the context of somebody who did a milsi of serta, who did more than he was required to do. And sometimes doing more is not so good, such a good idea. Just do what you're required. What happened over here? Gemara says, quote the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis Yivgimel, Vayishkav Arta. Vayishkav Arta. And he literally, he lay down on the ground. Aiva Tanya, Yoshava Gabe Mita, Gabe Kise, Gabe Udaini, Gdolim Izzel, Gabe Kaka, Loyot Dechavasa. So what do you mean? He lay down on the ground. He's mivat of the mitzvah, kriya samita, by laying down on the ground. Amalei, ke'ein arta. First came after Rashi says, kloma shakofa mitoso, the yoshev olel, olam kriya. Period. So what does that mean? What happened in this case on both sides? Did he, was there a kriya samita in him, or was there no kriya samita? Major machlokas are shown him, tell me the words of the Gemara. What do I mean the words of the Gemara? Because the Gemara in Chav Zayin, which you all, I think by now saw, just tells us that when it comes to Kfiyas Amita, this is the last narrow line in Chav Zayin, Avon Rabbanon, HaKofa Mitoso, Lo Mitoso Buvaru Kofa, Hela Kol Mito Sheyesh Lovetov Beita Hu Kofa. Vafiliyeshu Estimita Vesar Mekomas Kofa Kulon. Okay, so you have to turn over all the beds. It's not a matter of your discomfort. The person thinks, the halacha wants me to be uncomfortable when I sleep, so I'll sleep on the floor. No, I'll do a discomfort. You have to turn over the bed to make a certain point. The mustyukni, as we spoke of earlier. So now, what happened over here? Back in Chafala from an Aleph. What happened over here? Was there Kfiyas Hamita or was there no Kfiyas Hamita? So Ramban says there was no Kfiyas Hamita. He did not overturn the bed. Says, what happened? He would be a big tzaddik. He'll sleep on the floor. He'll leave his beds the way they are. He'll sleep on the floor. What a big tzaddik. He's mitzvah himself. It's all because he's a big tzaddik. That's what you're required. Don't sleep on the floor. You can sleep on the overturned bed, which is much better than the floor. But you have to turn over the bed. You want to be a big tzaddik. So, you know, you'll be a tzaddik. Sleep on the floor. No good. But what if the guy does both? He turns over his bed, and then he sleeps on the floor. What about then? To the Ramban? Gevaldik? Like a big tzaddik. He turned off his bed to ask the kibbin, and to demonstrate even further pain and discomfort, he sits on the floor. Nothing wrong with that, says the Ramban. You with me? Says it again. So the guy sleeps, is on the chair or on the floor, and it's not yotzei because he didn't do kfiyas hamita. But if he had done kfiyas hamita, then there would be nothing wrong with sleeping on the floor or on a chair. Back to Ramban. What do you do with Yosh, the first part of the Brisa? But Tanya, Yosh of Agabe Mita, whoa, Agabe Mita? We're talking about a case over here, we're saying, the whole verse, well, Yosh, why? Because what happened? He didn't do Kfiyas Hamita. So, obviously, he's saying it twice. Yosh of Agabe Mita. He didn't do Kfiyas Hamita. That's what I'm about to know. Even if the guy will be Yosh of Agabe Hamita, how? He'll remove the mattresses. And the people we call the chavolim. In those days, they had ropes, and they put a mattress on top of the ropes. That was the bed in those days. He'll remove the mattress. He won't overturn the bed. He'll remove the mattress. And he'll sleep, oh, gevaldik, I'm sleeping on ropes, so uncomfortable. Sorry, you're not Yosef. Sleep with the mattress, turn it over. So that's what that is going to shut Yosef the Galimita. Or, the Yosef the Galimita said to Ramban, even if he was called for the mita, he didn't overturn all the mita. This is Ramban's shot in the studio. Others say no, Yesh Mekosh. Referring over here to a case in which he overturned the mitzvah. until you sleep in that overturned bed. Not the overturned bed, you have to sleep in that bed. And that's what the Gemara means. That he did, he turned over the bed, but he slept somewhere else, right? Again, agave kise, agave udaini, right? Agave karka. Even though he overturned the bed, lo yate dechavaso. So a king kriya mita. He had another bed. In other words, he had two beds. He turned over one, slept on the other. Again, lo yate dechavaso. This is the Yesh Mefarsh. We'll get to it maybe tomorrow. The Rambam has a very interesting compromise. The Rambam says, the first day of Avelus, you must sleep on the overturned bed, and beyond that, not. The Briskurov talks about why that's so, and there are other perushim as well. We'll start to get to that later. Okay, Rabotai. So far, with me? Okay. Yeah.
Turn on all the beds as well?
Right. You have to turn on all the beds as well. What happened in this case in the Gemara? Were the beds turned over or were they not turned over? According to the Ramban, the beds were not turned over. That's why he was Loyotza. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Ramban quotes, they were turned over. He's still Loyotza because he didn't sleep on the Mita Kvuya. You mean Agave Mita, that one bed wasn't turned over? That one bed. I don't know. Good question. But that's what Ramban says. Now, both sides. Tosfos and Chafal points out, nowadays, nobody turns over the bed. And they give two reasons. What are the two reasons? The first reason is, A, Yerushalmi. Let's see in Tosfos, Elu. Umash, Aino, Nogin, Atalas, Akiva, Tarosh, Kfiya, Samita, Samchinen, Ahod, Aminu, Yerushalmi, Achsanoi, Aino, Chayav, Kfiya, Samita, Boleman, Cheirishu, Kfiyash, Mechashe, Woo! I think it's a sorcerer, turning over his bed, a sugar, and a sorcerer, prevent this chashash, we don't do it. Ukumokain, Anu, Bein, HaNochrim, you know what's going on? A little amongst the Goyim. The Yesh Beinenu Avodim Ushfachas. Live-ins are both sides. We thought in the five towns. You know, they had live-ins in Tosfos. The Farish. I mean, they had the Goyim in the streets, and then that's not going to matter. But the Mokas are live-ins. We won't go any further than that right now. Yodei Sitein Tam, Bitzkiris Amito, the Fish Amito, Shalonu, Kach Yechol Mishka Benachas Mitzadek, and Mitzadek. Veinikeres Akfiyah. Here's some dalat kundisin ulmasa ken reglaim ukudamina lekaman daga shen tzol lechafal because it doesn't demonstrate anything. Okay? And ativa serosh will be called for kalos rosh. No, that's ativa tishmeyam. We'll get to that later. In any event, for two reasons, we don't do kfiya samita nowadays. I saw the post and say, what do you mean? They don't like the sin. What do you mean? We have no goyim in our houses. Well, we don't have any more goyim. This reason should not apply. The reason they're going to make fun of us. We live in them. They didn't have living. They're not going to make any fun of us at all. The other reason, of course, still applies. Namely, that the bed is upside down. Now, the meaning will be, if I keep it serosh, where the upside down bed is irrelevant, the question is making fun of us, are you required nowadays to go like Lawrence of Arabia? If I keep it Ishmaelim. So we'll discuss that. And the Beis Yosef says yes, and the Almanic is no. So we'll have to talk about this in Mizrach Hashem when we get to it. Anyway, so on both sides, nowadays, yes.
Is that
on both sides?
Does that assume that
it's getting
covered?
No, you won't be able to tell. Then he has a thing called a reversible raincoat. I have a red, it's green on one side, then what's inside, that inside out? It's red, it's green, it's red.
You have to know the difference.
You have to know the difference. You can't tell, if I take a jacket like this and turn it upside inside out, you'll know it's inside out. But not a reversible raincoat. So our beds are like reversible raincoats, reversible beds. Go this way. Okay? Oh. So now here's a big problem on both sides. Nowadays, we no longer have Mita Kapuya. So what do we do now? So Tosfos is over here and I've come Zion and Manala. There's the Gemara in that old line. Son of Rabbanon. Me'ema sa'izok v'es ha'mitas v'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha l'mayla. From Mincha, Tana, and on, close to Shabbos, you can start flipping the bed, you know, putting it right side up. It's a new expense to show. It's a hassle. It's a long job. You can't wait for a minute before Shabbos. You've got to start a couple hours before. Says Tosfos. Stop playing Mincha Gadol, Mincha Katana, and then we'll be Shabbos to Mincha Katana. Nearly, again, the Mikon Elohim, and the Yoshev Aleha. Says Tosfos. Nearly, the Mikon Samchu, Shadolei Shev Agabe Kisa V'Safso, Afa Pishen Raya Gemura, the Shani Mita Hall V'Torah Kfira. Lomatzino kfiya b'kisei v'tapso. Tosis is suggesting that you're allowed to sit on a regular chair. An oval can sit on a regular chair, a chair that everyone's sitting on here today. An oval is permitted to sit on such a chair. You say, what do you mean? Everyone knows against the Gemara. No such Gemara. Tosis Nusha. There's no Gemara that's anywhere that an oval cannot sit on a regular chair. Shteinisht. Doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say it. You'll tell me Kfiya Tamita. Okay. Gotta turn it upside down. Today, we don't turn it upside down. Not only can you sleep on a regular chair, you can sit in a regular chair. You can sleep on a regular bed. Why not? You can sleep on a regular bed. What are you worried about? You have to Kfiya. We don't have Kfiya nowadays. You can't. Again, the truth is about our beds. Our beds and tumshin and tests. And of course, this logic applies. No? If you turn it upside down, it wouldn't look like the red and green reversible raincoat. It would be a mapola. So the car, that wouldn't apply. And living is the one good thing about living. That's a matter in the Khalil of Akhmal, such is the case. Yeah, but as we saw, many of us don't have living. So it's a big caution. Why don't we do Kfiya Tamida nowadays? No? For both reasons, neither reason may apply in our circumstances. You have no goyim coming in and seeing what you're doing. And our bed, no. Take the bed down here in camp. Well, even those beds, huh? If you turn it upside down, I think it would be noticeable, huh? Whole thing over. No, the whole bed over. Imagine you're in your comfortable bedroom somewhere in Riverdale. So, Avi, no, you turn it upside down, would you... stuck to the ground. Oh, it's not shy. Okay, so again you can't do it upside down if it's a blue bin. Okay? But the regular bin, you couldn't tell the difference nowadays. What do you say about it? Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, so therefore what? You couldn't tell the difference, because you only have legs in the bottom, you have legs on top. Okay, so these are both sides. Yeah, most of our beds don't have anything above the mattress. Average bed in your house. Your house in Boston. Is something on top of the mattress? No. You turn it upside down, it's upside down. They had condition. They had poles like this with the mattress in the middle. Put it this way, or just put it this way. Exactly the same thing. But who has beds like that nowadays? Anyone in this room have a bed like that somewhere? Where it's exactly the same if it's just symmetrical up and down? So the car experience, if you do the car, that's how it wouldn't apply. And it's this Aksanoi business. That's I don't know. That's a big question. A little nice, after all my questions, creativity is not Nog at Plain.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, a good question. So if we're talking about the private beds and the private rooms, bedrooms, who's going to walk in there? People don't walk in there. Strangers and especially if upstairs, downstairs. Imagine all upstairs. Who's going to walk in? Somebody's going to walk in to pay a courtesy call or this or that. You mean you don't have to have a living, you're saying. You can have a woman who comes to clean once a week. Enough. Oh, Baruch Hashem. They have to have someone come in to clean once a week. Otherwise, I shouldn't have to pray after the eventuality. If they're going to clean once a week, good enough. You don't have to have a living. Could be. Oh. So Tyson is saying, yes?
That
isn't that what Tyson meant? That the goyim have been seen by name, they think it's at the Iron Tyson.
How many Bidumim
don't know
about
Shishish? Brother, how much do you think that these Nochim who lived in the time of Tyson knew?
Okay,
they go to high school. Let's just say a different verse. And in Tyson's time, Kishu was very popular. Whoa, everyone's into the sorcery. Today, who's going to think it's Kishu? They'll think it's a sugar maybe, but not going to think it's Kishu. That's another story. I don't know. Again, the bottom line is, after all said and done, to my knowledge, people are not turning their beds upside down based on Tyson, even though I don't know if the reason really applies. You say differently? Someone left to know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's unclear exactly why Look, it's not necessary. The pasha is not necessary. At first glance, we'll see tomorrow, but so far it's not necessary. Oh, what the big problem is, Rabotai, the big problem is that there is a din, a Gemara Mefureshet, that an oval is supposed to sit on the floor. Mamish on the floor. Where's the Gemara? The printer left it out. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking around. The Gra says it should be two on my pieces. That's the Gra which I asked you to see in the new Maramakon, which I made a mistake on, and have changes in the Hashmata. Let's make a few quick changes before we stop. In the new, the Hashmata, I want to add, in the Kibbutz, it's supposed to be page Reish Mem involved instead of Reish Mem period. The last line of that, it should say Shin Pei Tes instead of Shin Pei Aleph. Add the Ritzvah I just told you about, that doesn't invade Menudim until Kohani. On the fourth line of Kriya Samhita, it's to be Beis instead of Gimel. Gross and Cousin Beis. And that's what says, Hishmitu Amat Pisis. Everybody quotes it. The Rosh has to see quotes it. The Ramban quotes it. They quote the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What Rosh is it? What's the Siman what? Is it, the Rosh in the first sheet. What was the number? The yellow sheet? What does it say there? Ayin Ches. Give me my, I don't have it. Give me my green.
Other.
No, I know that. I have a green sheet. What do you mean, Ari? That's it. No, the green, the rush. Some of you, it's not green, that's it. Some of you may have the rush, the one that I have. I bought many copies of shots of my cotton from my shul. Unfortunately, get more from this from inside. Every single one of them has a certain page double and a certain page missing. The rush in Siman Ayin Ches was on the missing page. They took the previous page and they printed it twice. So therefore, I was kind enough to make 25 copies. If you have one of my Gemaras, here it is. So in Siman Ayin Ches, quotes the Mefurash Gemara, which we have, which says that you're required to sit on the floor. Is it here? No? How come I can't find it now? Maybe it's not. And the first Ma'am HaKomah sheet was only Ayin Ches, was another one as well. I don't have a sheet. Kriya Samhita. Rosh Siman Ayin Ches? Tari Ches. Maybe that's it. After this we'll stop. Let's give one last look at Tari Ches. A very short siman. Yeah. That's right. Here it is. Om Rav Yilam HaRav. Ein HaManachim in Rashoram Leishav El HaGav HaKak HaShneimam VaYeshu Ito La'aret. Not only does the oval have to sit on the ground, but even the Menachem have to sit on the ground. Everyone has to sit on the ground. So Gavalt, how come nowadays we don't fulfill enough in the Gemara? How can person say there's no Gemara to sit on the ground? You have to sit on the, but you can't sit on the ground. You have to sit on the chair. So Mefurish in Gemara have to sit on the ground. Mefurish. So we'll discuss the Mishim tomorrow issue.
Thank you.